You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You recently switched from flying private to flying commercial.
No, I didn't fly private while I was in this job.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In the words of the Canadian poet, Lieutenant Colonel John McCree, and I quote it, to you from falling, from failing, excuse me.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
She was upset at like 8:30. I was like, you need to go to Finland.
Are you trying to keep us out of Del Boca Vista?
Maybe if you lived in Florida, you'd be upset 24 hours
true.
A day.
That's true. Trying to move.
You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. And I dare you to keep me out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 207 says, I'm with you on Dylan, an American treasure. Yeah, he is. There's no doubt about it. I don't think anybody who, pays attention to his work would say anything else.
One day he'll be buried treasure.
Stop it. Everyone will be buried treasure. The graveyards are full of indispensable men, Charles de Gaulle, I believe, said, and probably others have said it as well, other indispensable men. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I wanted to mention one thing. We've talked about this guy, Phil Washington, who was nominated to run the Federal Aviation Administration by Brandon. A total disaster. Not only does he know nothing about aviation, did know nothing about aviation. He's also involved in all these corruption probes in Los Angeles. He used to run L.A. Metro. And Saturday night, it was such a bad nomination, they didn't even want to put it out on Friday afternoon on the grounds that somebody might see it. They waited until Saturday night to announce that they were pulling his nomination. Saturday night. The nomination was withdrawn because Phil Washington knew that his former employee, Jennifer Lowe, who'd blown the whistle on the pay-to-play $8,000-a-call sexual harassment hotline contract at L.A. Metro, was ready to testify before the Senate about Washington's role in the scandal and about other corruption she witnessed while Washington was CEO of L.A. Metro. And she had received, by the way, this woman had, Jennifer Lowe, had received a $625,000 settlement from Los Angeles County for retaliation. And the reason I bring this up is because, talk about, a blast from the past. And I should have had Taylor get some sound. We'll get some sound, though. The woman had brought evidence to the press that L.A. Metro's no-bid sexual harassment contract had been improperly awarded to a crony of powerful L.A. County supervisor Sheila Kuhl and was purposefully structured to be awarded in chunks worth less than $500,000 so that the full Metro board wouldn't have to vote on it. Now, no one can remember who Sheila Kuhl is.
Was she on that TV show you liked?
Yes, she was.
Dobie Gillis?
Yes. Dobie Gillis. She was Zelda Gilroy, the girl that tweaked her nose and had a crush on Dobie Gillis. And even at the time I said, she doesn't seem like the kind that would have a crush on a guy. Little did I know, even at the age of 10 or so. She is indeed an out lesbian. She's now 82 years old. Zelda Gilroy. So this guy was sunk in 2023 by being involved in a scandal involving allegedly Zelda Gilroy in Los Angeles. That's she apparently this well you that's enough of that story.
You know, Zelda, I'm particularly struck by kind of the blowback from a number, though not a really significant number, of sort of you know, snowflake weepies about how oppressive it is to wear a mask. I don't hear them send, you know, writing me about shoes, which are actually more oppressive to your feet than wearing a mask on your face.
That's Zelda Gilroy. She was a big proponent of masks and everything like that. She shut down all the restaurants in L.A. and then she had a fire. Now it's all coming back to me. She had a fundraiser when she was running for re-election with no masks. That's a very California thing to do, whether you're in Northern California at the French Laundry or in L.A. And she's from Santa Monica. She says that when they served a warrant on Zelda Gilroy to get some of these documents out of her house, and she gave a live interview apparently to Fox because Fox had been tipped off. Local Fox had been tipped off. She says L.A. Times tipped her off to the warrant last week. Isn't that nice? The local newspaper tips off the local woke lib lesbian politician who used to be on the Dobie Gillis show. Tipped her off to the warrant last week, and the county inspector general told her about the warrant yesterday. Well, she had a week to get rid of whatever kind of documents there were. Maynard G. Krebs wouldn't have done that to her. Or Herbert T. Gillis, I'll tell you that. Or Chatsworth Osborne III. But they took care of her at the L.A. Times. Oh, by the way, she went to Harvard Law, too, after she came out of the closet back in the 70s. 844-500-4242. 508, Dylan sucks. Shut up. Don't have to take that. 844-500-4242. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, good afternoon, Howie. I think it's time for some reality with the American Medical Association about trans health care. It's time to stop and putting the mental health aspect of it on the back burner. Trans health care, which I go through, is medical and mental health care, and it's being ignored by people on the left. We have to stop this. And to all the other trans people, accept some realities. One is that you're going to get a lot of abuse from people on both sides of the aisle. And let's face the facts. When you transition, you don't change your sex. You only live as your true self, as the opposite sex.
Well, I think, you know, you have your opinion as a trans person, but that is not the accepted orthodoxy anymore, certainly not on the left. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. This has been bugging me. The fake Indian's now going to go running for re-election, right? And
right.
So her papa said she had high cheekbones, so that gave her a step over Native Americans to steal a spot, right, and teach at Harvard propaganda and everything else. But anyway, I had my physical today in Boston. Well, I was told I have high blood pressure, so can I check the box with high blood pressure?
I was looking at that picture of that woman today that claims she's a fake Indian, the mother of Johnny Sequoia, who can now go back to being Johnny Friedenberg now that the gig has been exposed. And you know what, Rocky, she looked like she had high cheekbones. And then I thought to myself, anybody can say they have high cheekbones, right? I mean, who doesn't have high cheekbones compared to your mouth? Compared to your chin, you have high cheekbones, right? Everybody has high cheekbones. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. By the way, First Republic. This is another story that you're never going to hear anything about because it's all about Trump being indicted. It's still all, and now that we know the reality of the Nashville shooter, that story is going by the board very quickly. I would say, unless they can somehow say she was a victim of phobia or something. Are they gonna maybe that? You know what? I now that I think about it, will they blame this one on Matt Walsh? Because he went after the Vanderbilt Medical School for doing all these transgender operations, and they can blame it on Tucker Carlson too, because he put the pictures of all the trustees of the Vanderbilt School of Medicine that was doing all these childhood sex change hormone blockers, double mastectomy, all this stuff. Maybe they'll try to blame it on Tucker and Matt Walsh, who broke the story. And libs of TikTok. I think the libs of TikTok was involved in this too. 844-500-4242. By the way, and I just want to mention though, there's another story here. You know, First Republic Bank. That's one of the banks. It's got a lot of. It's getting a lot of these transfusions to keep it going. And it turns out it was the fifth largest bank in Massachusetts, even though it only had five branches. Because it was in all the right places. I had my accounts there, me and the mailroom manager. We do have our accounts there. We're moving them out, though. It turns out that James Herbert, he's the founder of it, he paid the last year he was CEO in 2021 before he became chairman. He made $17.8 million in 2021. But wait. Would you care to guess where his brother-in-law worked? Yep. $2.3 million for advisory work related to its investment portfolio. Quite an investment portfolio. They almost had a fatal heart attack. They needed a $30 billion transfusion to keep from going under last week, and now they're getting more, apparently. Would you care to guess where Mr. James Herbert, the founder of the company's son, worked? That's right. $3.5 million to oversee a lending unit at the bank. But don't worry. Mr. Herbert and some other top executives will take zero bonuses this year. Wow! That's mighty selfless of him, isn't it? The bank almost went out of business. It may still go out of business. But they're going to take zero bonuses as part of an effort to signal commitment to the bank and all of its stakeholders. Mr. Herbert, that's James Herbert, not his son. His son is still going to, I guess, get paid his $3.5 million. But Mr. Herbert has agreed to take no salary for this year. Oh, that's swell. By the way, a finance professor at Tulane University who studies executive compensation said Mr. Herbert was taking nearly his salary was, forget his brother-in-law and his son, his salary was 1.5% of the bank profits in that period. At most banks, it is significantly less than one-half of 1%. So he was taking about four times as much as people do at most banks, plus his brother-in-law and his son. It's a hackerama, not just in state government. 844-500-4242. Spring is almost here, and I'm ready to start digging into new flavors with HelloFresh. HelloFresh takes the hassle out of mealtime with quality pre-portioned ingredients and delicious recipes delivered right to my door. Look for new, delicious Dietitian Win recipes, each under 700 calories and made with less sodium. Quality ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days. Now that's fresh. I got a message from Patrice from Arlington, who's been a customer for almost 2 years now. Well, last week we thought their delivery would be delayed because of the snow, so they offered us free garlic bread in our next box. I said yes, of course, and we made it last night. Wow, it was excellent garlic bread, already notched with the garlic inside, 10 minutes in the oven. We devoured the whole loaf with butter and wish we had a second one. By the way, our meal last night was spicy coconut curry chicken soup. So easy, so excellent. So pretty, just like on the recipe card. Looking forward to the leftovers tonight. That's from Patrice in Arlington. Break taste bud boredom with 40 weekly recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items. So many choices, there's something for everyone. Just ask Patrice from Arlington with that garlic bread. Sign up today for 60% off plus free shipping with code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. That's code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, do you believe your children will be better or worse off than you've been? Better, worse, or about the same?
Worse off.
87% say worse, 8% say about the same, and 5% say better.
All right. 844-500-4242. 508, that girl from New Hampshire that did the first half of your show Friday has high cheekbones. Must be a nitmuck. Don't let the blonde hair fool you. Yeah, well, that's what Elizabeth Warren always said. Or the blue eyes, in her case, fool you. She was an Indian. Of course she was. Just like Ray, what's her name? The fake Indian who's now been busted. Whose ancestors oppressed the Cherokee, just like Elizabeth Warren's. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I want to talk about Brandon. It, like he was when he had all those kids, had the three kids or four kids in the audience when talking about that shooting in Nashville. And he couldn't talk anything about that, and he was mentioning that. I think all he does is do is just to get the gun thing stirred up again.
Play cut 9 there, Taylor, when he's talking about, you know, again, this is before he even mentions the terrible shooting in Nashville today. He just comes out and he's just goofing around talking about chocolate ice cream and, you know, the old joke, I'm Joe Biden, I'm Jill Biden's husband. And then he starts... picking out the kids in the audience. It's
light to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? Are your kids all four of them?
Ugh. It's... But play cut 8, too, about the ice cream.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God.
Cut 12.
You know, it's pretty dull when you've been in public life as long as I have, you know, for two things, chocolate chip ice cream and Ray-Ban sunglasses. But what the hell, you know?
Oh man, 8-4. We'll take some call. We'll take some more calls. When we come back. We're also going to play the cuts from the police chief John Drake about this killer, who was Audrey Hale, who was transgender, by her own account. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. A couple of people have the same question. Is there a blinking laugh track sign over Brandon's head? Seems that way, doesn't it? 339 and 919. 844-500-4242. Before we play these sound cuts from the Nashville Police Chief, I want to play a couple more of the Brandon cuts because it was really a disconcerting performance today when he should have come out and shown a little empathy and compassion and somber mean or whatever you want to call it to his remarks. He just was goofing around. Cut 10.
Cardin, a chair of the powerful Small Business Committee, and literally, not figuratively, a true champion of businesses everywhere.
Not figuratively. He's talking about Senator Cardin from Maryland.
Not figuratively.
Not figuratively. Cut 11.
It is splendid. You think I'm joking. If I were allowed to take you upstairs, you got a whole freezer full of Jimmy's chocolate chip ice cream.
I get some Publix store brand myself.
Chip pretty, ice cream.
Pretty damn good.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Jenny's. That's more expensive than Ben and Jerry's, isn't it? Or Haagen-Dazs? Not that I'm buying any Ben and Jerry's. All right, what is your job title right now, bro? 14.
And by the way, I'm known as America's most pro-labor senator. Well, guess what? And then as president, well, guess what? They're, in fact, increasing the number of women are in labor unions. It's got to be. Oh, no, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
About being president. You know what? Someone was shouting in his ear. You're the president. You're not the senator anymore. Cut 15.
I'm not the president. You're helping America be a company where everyone can participate. You're helping America be a company where everyone can participate.
Is it publicly traded? And if so, on what exchange? Can I buy a few shares over the counter? No, I think I want to sell America short right about now if you're running it. 844-500-4242. Okay, let's play the cuts from the chief of police of Nashville about the shooter here. And cut 7. His name is John Drake, and he's the police chief in Nashville. I think they have a Metro Police Department there, I think. But anyway, he's the Nashville police chief. Cut 17.
She identifies transgender.
She does identify as transgender. Yes.
Is there any reason to believe the shooter first went to the church?
Cut 18.
Our investigations tell us that she was a former student at the school. I don't know what grade she's attended or grades, but we do firmly believe she was a student there.
Again, boy, he's going to be in trouble. He's going to be in the same boat with Tucker Carlson and Matt Walsh. This is the environment that he had to deal with. Misgendered by the chief of police. Cut 19.
So we know there were two AR-style weapons, one a rifle, another was an AR-style pistol, and the other was a handgun. We believe two of those may have been obtained legally, locally here.
And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47.
Very fake news.
He doesn't know the difference between an AR-15 and an AK-47. But he wants to ban your AR-15s, which he calls AR-14s occasionally on the campaign trail. Cut 20.
No history at all.
And no motive at this point? Anything discovered in the apartment or house?
No, we have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this date, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory of that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed. And so we'll put that out as soon as we can.
By the way, 339 says, is Biden sure the USA isn't a county instead of a company? So, yeah, you know what? That's a good point. So now he said he said county, country, and company. How about corporation? Maybe it's a condominium. Or is it a cooperative? 844-500-4242. 508, I can't listen to this until 2025. You're not alone. But there's a, you know, 2025, that's an interesting number, 25. We have something called the 25th Amendment. Cut 21, the Nashville Police Chief, John Drake.
Is there any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school?
We can give you that at a later time. There is some theory to that. We're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we'll let you know.
So was this a targeted attack?
It was.
I'm going to need the name of that first reporter. He also misgendered.
He did? Oh, you're fired, pal. You're fired. And I think the woman, the second woman that said, was this a targeted attack? I think that's... That was hate speech, wasn't it?
Probably,
asking if it it is hate speech to ask if this was a trans hate attack.
This was
on
an
a
act
Christian
of,
school.
If you really look at it, this was an act of love and passion.
Yeah, it.
That's how they would spin it.
Yeah, yeah. Cut 22.
We've also determined there were maps drawn of the school in detail of surveillance, entry points, etc. We know and believe that entry was gained through shooting through one of the doors is how they actually got into the school.
Where did those maps come from? Google? We're going to have to ban Google? It wasn't a hate crime. This wasn't a hate crime. We've discovered that. But anyway, you know, there are a couple other incidents I just want to talk about before we go back to the phone lines. This is from Seattle. A now deceased transgender Antifa activist on Monday, that's Monday last week, a week ago, shot and critically wounded a police detective. The activist, he's an activist, 29-year-old Nathan Stolzig, shot Detective David Easterly in the torso after three deputies served Stolzig an eviction notice. Stolzig identified as a transgender woman by the name of Eucitus. Not eucalyptus, Eucitus. I'm not familiar with the Eucitus name. E-U-C-Y-T-U-S. He belonged to the Democratic Socialists of America, a group that actively encouraged the 2020 BLM Antifa looting, rioting, arson sprees. The suspects found the transgender terrorist dead inside a barricaded apartment, and the King County Medical Examiner concluded that Eucitus had sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Detective Easterly remains hospitalized in critical condition. Meanwhile, this is just to refresh your recollection about Colorado Springs. You may remember that was a hate crime against the gay community until it disappeared faster than a bulletin about the walls closing in on Donald Trump over the Russian collusion hoax. The alleged shooter facing possible hate crime charges in the fatal shooting of five people at a Colorado Springs gay bar is non-binary, the suspect's defense team says in court filings. In several standard motions filed on behalf of Anderson Lee Aldrich on Tuesday, this was a few months ago, public defenders, because they always have public defenders, of course, referred to the suspect as Mix Aldrich. That's MX period Aldrich. Noting in the footnotes that Aldrich, 22, is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, just like the shooter today used, even though she was a woman, he used he-him. She used he-him pronouns. 844-500-4242. Aldrich's request for a name change came months after Aldrich was apparently targeted by online bullying. We'll read more about this later on. Jong, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jong.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I keep calling if you get to congratulate Grace. They talk about the AR-15s and the AKs. Do you realize that there's more people have died from blunt force trauma last year, you know, with bats and hammers, than there was AKs? So are we going to have comprehensive bat and hammer control?
How about comprehensive bathtub control? Look at all the people that die, drown in bathtubs, John. We need a seven-day waiting period for bathtubs. Not just for Antifa people. You know, they already have 10-20-day waiting periods for bathtubs. Go ahead.
Howie, have you ever seen an administration? We have a bank crisis that's going to flop like the Buffalo Bills in a Super Bowl. You've got a war in Ukraine that we started. You've got other BS that goes on. Like, this administration is ridiculous with all the stuff that's going on.
I know. We didn't even have time tonight to get to Let's Go Brandon. I mean, the shrinkflation is out of control. Prices are still going through the roof. We'll get to that probably tomorrow. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. In the cut, he just said how they entered the school. There was more than one shooter. I don't think he was using the pronouns because I think it was just they. Sometimes people, when they refer to one, they just say they. It's just carelessness. It's not good grammatical usage, but I don't think it's being politically correct. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Howie Carr is back.
Nashville police have identified the six victims of the Covenant School shooting, which includes the private Christian Academy's headmistress. 3 9-year-old kids, two girls and a boy, and the three faculty members, two of them were 61, and the head mistress was 60 years old. Now the New York Post is calling Audrey Hale a transgender woman. That's incorrect, though, isn't it, Taylor?
That would be a biological male that identifies as a female.
Right, but that's not what they've been saying all along, are they?
What they've been saying all along, only that they have different pronouns than what they're biological presentation appears to be.
And the pronouns, according to Instagram, are he, him, right?
Yes.
This is all, it's still very confusing all these hours later. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The school focuses its curriculum on biblical theology, where students take classes about the Bible, along with and they don't. By the way, they don't capitalize Bible. I think that's a style error. With standard education courses, with the school motto being "Shepherding Hearts, Empowering Minds, Celebrating Childhood." So much for that. 844-500-4242. This is one of those cases where the person did not kill themselves, unlike the transgender in Seattle. The police actually killed Audrey. 844-500-4242.
Gateway Pundit, by the way, Howie, says Hale is a biological female who identifies as a male, uses he, him pronouns.
Okay. So give me the ombudsman of the New York Post. They've misgendered Audrey Hale. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. Up here in Maine, people are pretty damn appalled at President Trump's little speech there. I mean, while kids were dying, he's out there doing that crap.
But, Ed, you're not surprised, though, are you, really? I mean, Trump? What was Trump doing? What was Trump doing, Ed?
Both parties are corrupt as hell.
Well, that goes without saying.
They're out there to make political points. Well, the poor kids were getting shot.
I don't think Trump didn't do anything. Trump wasn't doing anything today about this. This was Biden who came out and made a fool out of himself, to put it mildly.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are pissed. I'm sorry, but
I'm sorry, he's president myself. Thanks for the call, Ed. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi, Howie. This is Randy. I have never met you before, but I'm hoping when you get back to New England, I'll be able to meet you in person someday. But I'm calling about the pronouns of the shooter.
Yes.
And I couldn't be a journalist or a law enforcement or a court system person these days and try and sort this stuff out, because I don't do the whole pronoun thing. If I don't know you, it says, hey, what's up?
Hey, I don't. The Wall Street Journal, their poll question today, they said, how do you like this pronoun thing? And half the people said they didn't like it, and 12% said they did. I'm with you, Randy. When I used to be editing the copy at the Winston-Salem Journal, if somebody was mixing up pronouns like that, one of my police reporters especially, because that's who I deal with late at night, I would say I gotta keep a close eye on this person. You know, if they can't keep their pronouns straight. They and them. And when I come across it, I'm taken aback. I think most people are when you're reading a story and it's about a he, and then you see they or she as the pronouns. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.